It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor? Glad we're together again today. See what I brought to show you today? It's a toy trumpet. I'll show it to you. It's a toy trumpet that doesn't play. Yes. I wanted very much to show you how this goes when I blow in here. But I'm sorry to say that it doesn't play at all. Well, I know some people who get very angry when something that they have doesn't work or doesn't play. They get mad and sad and they won't even talk about it. But I know other people who do something about it to try to make it better. Of course, you can't always fix something, but you can always try. So what I did, I called Mr. McFeely about this trumpet, and he said he'd think of something and come over. Even thinking about fixing something helps when you're angry. Maybe that's he already. It is. Come in, Mr. McFeely.
Speedy delivery, speedy delivery.
Well, here it is.
Well, that one doesn't work.
Not at all.
Well, I stopped at the neighborhood toy store, and they said to exchange this one for that one, so.
Does this work?
Try it. It works. Try a fanfare.
All right.
Well, that one sounds like it works.
Mr. McFeely's here.
Speedy delivery. I've been learning a lot about real trumpets lately.
You have? Mm-hmm. Well, of course, some things can be fixed.
Right, and
like
some...
Like broken arms and things, you know.
But some toys cannot be fixed.
No, I know that. But I'm glad to be able to have this. Oh, there's the phone. Okay. Will you excuse
sure.
me a minute? Sit down.
All righty.
Hello? Oh, hi, Joe. Oh, Mr. McFeely just came. No, he hasn't. Something about Wynton Marsalis? Wynton Marsalis. This week. Oh, I'll be very glad to meet him and hear him play. Yes, I sure do. Yeah. Just a second, Joe. I want to play something for you. King Friday. No, it's a toy trumpet Mr. McFeely brought for me. Yeah. Well, we'll certainly be over whenever you let us know. Thank you. All righty, bye-bye.
Joe.
Oh, I really like Wynton Marsalis. Maybe that's he again. Maybe it's just... No, it really is ringing. Hello? Oh, Mrs. McFeely. Just a minute, please. It's for you.
Hello, dear. Now there's just a little preview. Oh, good, it has. Well, that's the tape I wanted to show him. Well, I'll be right over and pick it up and bring it back, all right? See you shortly. Bye-bye. There you go. That is the tape that just arrived, the tape I wanted to show you about how people make real trumpets.
Yes.
So what I think I'll do is go over and get the tape and bring it back and show it to you.
Oh, good. This is a busy day.
And on my way, I'll stop this back at the toy store.
Thank
Alrighty,
you very much, and thank them for this replacement.
All righty. See you a little later.
Bye-bye, Mr.
Bye-bye.
McFeely. Fun when it does work, doesn't it? Isn't it? Well, let's just have some make-believe while we're waiting for Mr. McFeely. Let's make-believe that one of King Friday's trumpeters has a trumpet that's broken. And King Friday is upset because for some reason he needs all of his trumpeters to be ready to play at a moment's notice. Okay, Trolley? Neighborhood of Make Believe. There goes the trolley. At least his bell and whistle are working.
Yes, well, my trumpet was working yesterday, but then all of a sudden it was broken.
But I need every trumpet to be working well this week, Mr. Edkins.
Is something special happening?
There's always something special happening in this neighborhood.
Oh, I know that, sire. It's just that you were never so particular about all the trumpets before.
When a king is expecting his own celestial body to arrive from the sky, it's only natural that he would want the finest possible welcome.
What do you mean, celestial body from the sky?
My own celestial body, Friday's comet, is expected to appear sometime this week.
Friday's comet?
Yes. It will be appearing in the sky over this neighborhood sometime, and we must have an appropriate welcome celebration. All trumpets must play.
But I didn't know that anybody could have his own comet.
A king is not anybody, Mr. Edkins. Now go and have your trumpet repaired with no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
I'll try, sire.
And succeed. We must celebrate this entire week.
Yes, sire.
These young musicians, their horns should be ready at all times, especially when the world is expecting my comet. Where might it be?
King Friday?
Oh, Handyman Negri, I presume?
Oh, correct as usual, sire. Did I hear you saying something about a comet?
I did.
And what comet is expected?
My comet, Handyman.
Your comet?
All this week we will be celebrating the arrival of Friday's comet.
Oh, that's wonderful. When will it appear?
Sometime in the night sky. Sometime this week, and we must be ready.
Well, how can we be ready?
We must be ready to celebrate.
Oh, well, fine. I'll get my guitar and I'll keep it handy.
Very good. I'm going to speak with Queen Sarah and Edgar Cook. They'll have ideas.
Oh, everybody will have ideas, King Friday.
Even Lady Fairchild, I presume.
Oh, I'm sure she will. I'll go over and tell her about it right now.
You may be excused, Handyman.
Your own comet?
Yes, Friday's comet.
Congratulations, sire.
Fitting and proper.
Yes, sire. I wonder what Lady Elaine's going to think about this.
Andy, you startled me. Is Henrietta with you?
No, not that I know of.
Good. I'm working on a surprise, and I don't want her to know about it.
Oh, what kind of a surprise?
Birthday.
Oh, is it Henrietta's birthday?
Not today. I'm planning it for later this week.
Oh. Well, King Friday says that we have to celebrate every day this week.
Don't tell me he's planning something for Henrietta, too.
No, he's commanding that we celebrate the arrival of his comet.
His what?
His comet. He says that Friday's comet is going to be here sometime this week, and we all have to celebrate the whole week.
Friday's comet? That's ridiculous. And anyway, we're going to celebrate Henrietta's birthday. Now, will you tell X the Owl that I need to talk with him about the birthday surprise?
Well, I will, Lady Elaine, but I just want you to know that the king is serious about his comet that's coming.
I can't imagine that.
Hello there.
Oh, hi, Mr. Edkins.
Hi. Andy, do you have any idea how we could fix my trumpet?
What seems to be the matter?
It just won't play.
Oh, here, let me see it.
The king says that all the trumpets and everything else have to be working well this week because he's expecting his own comet. Imagine, his own comet.
I don't believe this. Friday really thinks he's got himself a comet, the kind that appears in the sky?
I've been trying to tell you.
Oh, he's very serious about it all. We all have to celebrate whether we want to or not, all week long.
We'll see about that. Incidentally, do you know how to make that happy birthday sound on your horn?
Sure, if it'll play.
Here, try this.
How did did you do that?
I'm not sure. Is that the way you want it?
That's perfect. Thank you very much. You really are handy. Handy.
Well, I like to think so.
I am too, in different ways.
A handy lady and handyman take care of lots of things.
Yes, we do.
A handy lady and handyman in our museum, the world that swings.
Woo-hoo!
A handy lady and handyman take care of lots of things. A handy lady and handyman in our museum, the world.
Museum, the world.
I'll go give X your message.
Thanks, and remember, it's a surprise, so don't tell Henrietta.
I will.
Thanks again.
I like to fix things. You're welcome.
How about staying here and helping me plan the party, Adkins?
I have to get back to the castle and show the king my horn.
Don't worry about that comet thing. I'll think of something to get him off of that.
We'll see.
Yeah. Handy lady.
X, are you there, X?
Why, Handy, how in the world are you?
Oh, I'm pretty good. How you doing?
I'm Nifty Galifty. What brings you to our tree today?
Oh, I have a message for you from Lady Elaine.
What kind of message?
She's planning a surprise celebration for your neighbor here.
Oh.
And she wants to talk with you about it.
Something for Henrietta?
Yes, but it's a surprise.
Oh, I hope it won't be too noisy for Han, because you know about...
Meow, Handy.
Hi, Henrietta.
How are you?
Meow, particularly meow.
Oh, what's wrong?
Meow thing.
Come on, Han, it must be something. You don't feel blah for nothing.
Meow do.
Well, you're going to have to get in higher spirits than that.
Meow.
Well, King Friday wants us to celebrate the coming of his comet.
King Friday has a comet?
Well, that's what he says, and his comet is going to appear here sometime this week, and he wants us to celebrate the whole week.
Meow, whole week?
Yeah, he wants us to be happy, thrilled, and awestruck, and really celebrate.
Meow, meow, feel like celebrating.
You don't feel like celebrating anything?
Meow. Meow would want me anyway.
Who would want you? Why, everybody wants you, Henrietta. You're the finest pussycat in this whole neighborhood.
Meow, only one here.
But you're my neighbor, Hen. You're the only tree neighbor I have.
Meow, meow, easily find meow another.
Well, now, what do you suppose is wrong with her?
Sounds like she's not feeling too good about herself, X.
Maybe that birthday surprise will help her feel better.
Well, maybe it will.
I'll go talk with Lady Elaine about that now.
And I'll go back to the castle and see if I can find out more about this comet business.
Do you really mean that kind of comet that flies around in the sky?
That's what he says, and it's all his.
I didn't think you could have such a thing for yourself.
Well, we'll see. And in the meantime, we'll celebrate.
Celebrate, yeah.
Hi, Edgar. How are you?
I am baffled, Handy. I am confused.
Oh, why are you baffled and confused?
King Friday and his comet.
Oh, what's he want now?
He wants a comet cake.
Oh, comet cake. Well, that sounds nice. Little cake that looks like a comet.
But King Friday wants a life-size comet cake.
Life-size comet cake? That could be as big as this garden.
Or as big as this castle.
No wonder you're baffled and confused.
Where would I find a place to bake such a cake? Mm.
What are you doing?
I'm supposed to play once every hour from now until the comet arrives.
Oh, my.
This is going to be an interesting week.
Oh, my.
An interesting week and a half.
That's right, Charlie.
So we pretended that there's lots going on in the neighborhood of make-believe.
King Friday wanting everyone to celebrate his new comet. Henrietta Pussycat seeming sad. Lady Elaine wanting to plan a surprise party celebration for Henrietta. Well, we'll think all about that next time. Oh, maybe that's Mr. McFeely again. It is he. You timed that wonderfully.
Speedy delivery returns.
Yes, good.
Well, here's the tape I wanted to show you.
About real trumpets?
That's right, about real trumpets. And we can show it in picture-picture.
Very good. A toy trumpet factory.
Not a toy trumpet, but a real trumpet factory I visited one day.
And you'll tell us all about it?
I will. As we watch it, I'll tell you step by step.
How people make real trumpets.
Now, the trumpet factory is a very big place.
It looks like it.
And Chuck Ward told me to meet him by the supply section, and there he is. Chuck is an instrument designer, and he told me that trumpets are made from all different shapes and sizes of metal.
And all of those different tubes.
Yeah, there are tubes that they use in making a trumpet.
Those are pretty big ones there.
Well, then he told me that the front part of a trumpet is made from a sheet of brass. And it's cut into a circle. And then he showed me how that was done.
That machine reminds me of a can opener.
It works much the same way as a can opener. Now, the circle that you see here will be shaped into a bell. And Carrie here uses a machine that presses the brass into its shape.
It does look like a bell, Mr. McFeely.
Mm-hmm. And then Chuck took me to a place where Richard was making a part called the bell tail.
The bell what?
The bell tail.
Tail. That's a long piece. But it looks like he's making one part wider than the other.
Well, you'll see why in a minute. The wider part fastens onto something you saw earlier.
Oh, so the bell fits right onto the bell tail.
Exactly. Now, Marshall here first taps them together, but they have to be fastened very tightly with solder so they won't come apart. He heats up the bell, and when it's hot enough, he melts the solder into the joint. And then the bell tail is finished.
Hmm.
Chuck then took me to a place where the bells are spun.
Spun? What does that do?
Well, all trumpets must have the same shape. And people like Joe here are very good at being able to use tools that can form and trim the bell tail to its final size.
How carefully he looks at that.
Here he's smoothing it out. It's getting a little shinier.
Mm-hmm.
Joe let me have his finished piece, and Chuck told me the next step was the bending.
Bending.
And off we go to the next step.
To see the bending, huh?
That's right. The bending is next. Now, this is Al, and what he does is very interesting. Al plugs the end of each bell tail and fills it with soapy water. Then he puts it in here. It's a freezer and it's frozen. When it's hard, Al takes it out and watch.
He's bending it.
Right. And the frozen water inside keeps the tube from breaking. You know, Al's been working here for 45 years.
He knows it well.
Now, trumpets are made from all different kinds of tubes. Chuck showed me some of the smaller ones.
Well, he's using the same kind of tool.
That's right, he is. And all those little tubes there will be put into the trumpet.
Now, what's he working on?
Well, now, that's Carl, and he's assembling the valves for the trumpet.
Oh, the valves are the part that make the trumpet change its sound.
That's right. And all the tubes must fit just right, and then they're all soldered together. That means put together. Then Chuck introduced me to Kathy. She puts the pieces together.
Looks like she works very carefully.
Oh, yes, she does. Oh, and she told me her son plays the trumpet, and he uses one that was made right here in this factory.
Oh, I bet she's proud of her work.
Oh, I know she is.
Where's the bell piece?
Oh, that's put on by Walter. Chuck told me that if each piece doesn't fit just right, they'll work on it until it does. They want to be sure that every trumpet sounds the same.
And because sometimes several trumpets are played at once, like in a band or an orchestra.
Exactly. Once he's sure everything fits correctly, he'll solder the pieces together.
You know, until you see such a thing as this, you never realize how many pieces there are to learn a musical instrument.
A lot of pieces. Now, when Walter finished his work, he showed me the completed trumpet. Looked very well made to me.
It's not very shiny, though.
Oh, not yet, but wait till you see this. Each trumpet is polished on a very fast spinning cloth wheel. That makes the brass shine brightly.
Oh, look how bright all those instruments are.
They certainly are. Chuck then introduced me to Mr. Anastasi. Jim Anastasi is a musician who tests the finished trumpets.
Well, now, what's he doing there?
Well, Jim uses a machine that blows air into the trumpet to make sure there are no leaks.
Oh. And those are the valve buttons.
Oh, yes, they are. And each one is oiled to let them move up and down smoothly. Everything checked out just right on this trumpet.
They're very careful about their work, aren't they?
And proud of it, too. Now, this is Anthony Anastasi.
Is he Jim's son?
Yes, and he's a musician, too. And every trumpet that leaves this factory is played to be sure the sound is correct. Sounded great to me.
Me too.
Enjoyed visiting the factory. Chuck taught me a lot I never knew about trumpets.
And now you've taught me.
Now here we are saying goodbye. Chuck off to his work, and I off to my speedy deliveries.
How people make trumpets. It takes so many people who care to make things work well, doesn't it?
Oh, it surely does. And it takes this person to make the speedy delivery service work well. So I better speedy delivery off to my next pickup and delivery.
Well, thank you, Mr. McFeely. You surely teach me a lot of things.
Well, I like people who are interested in different things.
I do, too.
See you around the neighborhood. Bye-bye.
Bye. He's certainly a man who's interested in different things. Mm-hmm. Let's give some food to the fish. I was thinking there were many different ways to make music. Blowing. Plucking. You know, on strings. Bowing. And striking on a drum. But playing about something is a really good way to begin to do the real thing, if it's something that you're very interested in. In fact, when I was a little boy, I used to play that I was a songwriter. Oh, I had a lot of instruments, some toy instruments, but I liked to write songs and pretend that I was writing them to sing to families on television. And now here I am really doing it. It helps to play about things. It helps you to know how it really feels. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. Make each day a special day. You know how? By just your being yourself. I'll be back next time. Bye.
The people who gave the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people of this and other public television stations and the Sears Roebuck Foundation.